Sony has released a thing saying, like, oh, we've got, like, 900 characters that we can work with who are Spider-Man spin-off characters.
Yes.
I want to see that list.
Yeah.
Like, show us the list. Who's on that list?
Well, see, I want the Nathan Lubinsky life story.
You're like the boarder that lived with Aunt May.
He is a boarder that lived with Aunt May. He was, like, in a wheelchair, and he just struck me as, like, just this cranky old man who was just a chronic smoker. And I'm pretty sure, like, the Vulture killed him or something. I don't know. I want to see...
Or the Vulture put him in a wheelchair.
Oh, maybe. Maybe. I want to see his...
Motivation.
I want to see the dizzying heights and the terrifying lows of the life of Nathan Lubinsky.
And the creamy, creamy metals.
Oh, boy.
It's like an Oreo.
Yeah.
What is in the middle of Nathan Lubinsky?
Pretty sure a lot of long-term nicotine...
He's ripped Manhattan, like, just, in the middle.
Yeah. It's terrific.
Pretty excited for it.
This may appear to be only monkey business, but in reality, it's very serious, ladies.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast. Zero Issues Comic Podcast.
Excelsior!
Hey, welcome to the show.
Welcome aboard.
We just got here.
On the SS Zero Issues.
The S stands for zero, and the other S stands for zero.
I'll be with you in a minute.
Hollywood Merc is checking his phone.
Yeah, for all the latest.
The latest, I'm just doing research. I'm doing gossip research.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's it.
Gossip Girl Merc's got the Hollywood news.
Yeah.
You crave.
The latest from the Ukraine.
Hey, Ukraines. What do you know?
Yeah, you've got nothing.
You heard it from the cranes.
Oh, God. Anyway.
I'm listening.
I hope somebody is. Who are we? Who are you? Who the hell are you? Who the hell are you?
Oh, I'm Kyle. I'm Kyle Lees. Have we not met?
Hi.
Hey. Good to meet you. Good to meet you.
Yeah. Hey.
It's been how many years? I can't believe it took that long for you guys to actually properly introduce each other.
We're both just so awkward that it just takes that long for that to work out.
It's weird how, like, every couple of weeks or so, it's just all of a sudden there's a couple people in your house, and you're just like, okay, well, I guess we're
just drinking your beer.
Yeah.
Using your microphone.
Those are my show microphones, not my use microphones too.
Those microphones are for company.
They're for just yeah.
You take them out of the microphone cabinet.
Yeah.
Where you keep your Royal Daltons and
your Royal microphones.
No.
Very good.
Who are you?
Oh, I guess I'm Bri.
Should we go to the news?
Probably.
Current Zero News Flash.
So Marvel is teasing the end of Daredevil. There was a Bill Sienkiewicz page, that like a pin-up kind of thing he put up.
Yeah.
Basically with like Daredevil's in the foreground and Karen Page is in the background a bit.
Oh.
And there's like the light, like Karen Page has gone on to...
She went to a farm upstate.
Yeah, where she can run all she wants.
She loves running.
With a bunch of other pages.
Yeah.
There's Jimmy Page. And
it's Kenneth the Page. So many pages.
All the pages from Parliament.
Yeah.
Parliament Funkadelic.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, yeah, God. Goddamn right.
But there's like the light behind her, and he's kind of reaching out, and it's like, quote unquote, the end, sort of. You know,
question mark.
So it's like, so does he die and join her, or does she return from the dead, or does he, you know, have her corpse at the beach and there's a nice sunset?
Yeah, it's a weekend at Karen's.
weekend at the pages.
Just slap some sunglasses on her.
And then Calypso shows up and starts playing music.
Turn the dance page. It's burnt. Yeah.
We went to the best weekend at Bernie's for our reference, thank you.
Look, there's only two of them. One has to be the best. Making the other one the worst.
Absolutely. I'm sure whatever it is, it'll stick.
Also, Avengers Infinity War has officially... It's ended its domestic run with the fourth highest total box office in history.
And this was like domestic, like.
Wait. History of Earth?
History of Earth.
Okay.
Did you say it was domestic or?
Domestic.
Okay.
I don't know about international.
Hard to say.
Yeah. So domestic is $678,815,482. Yeah, exactly. Number one is Force Awakens with like $935 million.
Wow.
Black Panther is at number three.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's...
$700 million.
Whoa.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
So, like, in the top four, Disney has three of them.
Wow. What's number two? I'm curious.
I don't know.
E.T.
I don't know. Titanic was number four, and that's Avengers popped it out of its spot. But then it also said Avenger. It was weird. In this article, it didn't mention number two at all. Because it was like, oh, one and three and four are all Disney movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't mention number two.
And that bodes well.
Yeah.
But
Titanic was, it was its original play in the theater, and then it got re-released in the theater. Which I didn't realize that if you do that, then that adds to its domestic box office.
Which is why they keep releasing Gremlins every Christmas.
I'd go every Christmas.
I would go every Christmas.
Oh, yeah. I looked it up, actually. Number two is Avatar.
Really?
Ferngully 1.
Alien Ferngully.
Ferngully 0.
Ferngully 0, yes, thank you.
Cameron Gully Alien.
Yeah, exactly. If you look, even do like a top 10, that's a staggering amount of Disney.
Yeah, I was just thinking
But specifically a lot of it, like, just like Star Wars and Marvel.
Yeah.
Clogging up that joint.
And last bit of news, the Stockholm Comic Con broke a Guinness World Record.
Yeah.
And what was that record?
The record for the most people dressed as Spider-Man in one spot. 547 Spider-Men were there.
We could beat that.
We could.
We definitely could do that. I did see the picture.
Put the city on the map. More Spider-Man.
But the weird thing about this is that it was sponsored by Marvel and Sony.
Yeah.
So basically, in the picture, everyone's in the same costume. So I can only surmise that Marvel and Sony just made like 600 costumes.
It's pretty easy to break a record when you have the money.
Yeah, when you're like, oh, people are going to a Comic-Con. Here you go. You guys dress up.
And they're all actual, I saw the picture, and they're all wearing like specifically the costume from the recently released Spider-Man video game.
Oh.
The White Spider. All in the exact same costume. So obviously like the whole thing
it's
is
a promo
for the game. And which I have played, and it is.
Is it amazing?
Oh, it's so good.
How's the swinging?
Oh, it's so good. It's actually really, yeah, I was just like, as long as the swinging's pretty fun. It's pretty fun.
You know what? I'm not a video game guy, but that sort of thing I would play.
Yeah.
Just a swing.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Just to be doing that.
They're come
just...
on over.
And swing.
Swing, man.
Yeah, you get in trouble.
Leave your keys in this bowl.
Exactly.
Why do I have to do this to play Spider-Man?
I'm covered in webs. I hope
gross.
Webs.
That is the grossest joke on this podcast yet, potentially.
Really?
I very much doubt that.
No, for sure it isn't. No.
We are gross boys.
I can think of three off the top of my head that are gross.
Well, tell us about them during the break.
Yes. Yeah, we're going to save it for the clip show.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the warm-up!
I am going to do a little read this now. I've been reading lately. It's a new
congratulations.
It's new. Thank you. I'm very proud of myself.
What sound does A make?
A or ah. Also that sometimes.
You're right. Good.
Where's my gold star? Where the hell is my gold star?
Christ, I'll get it for you later. Shut up.
Thank you. I appreciate that. This is something I'd read recently, and I had a lot of fun with it. This is one, you know, I can't say this is some award-winning comic or anything like that, but it's something that was just staggeringly fun. And I realized I'm pretty sure in a previous read this now, or I talked about the sort of precursor to this comic, but this is a surprising new one, Ninja Turtles related. This is Bebop and Rocksteady Hit the Road. Which is a follow-up to a previous five-part miniseries. They do a lot of, like, IDW does a lot of, like, five-part miniseries mm-hmm. that they release weekly.
Right.
They have, like, a boom thing. And the last one was, like, Bebop and Rocksteady
Destroy time.
Destroy the universe, destroy something.
Oh, yeah, I do. I think I talked about that one.
Yeah. Which was really...
You actually made me want to read that.
Yeah. And that one, it sort of ties in a little bit at points here. This is... I'm pretty sure it's the same creative team. I could be wrong.
Can I steal what...
Yeah, totally. It's Dustin Weaver and Ben Bates.
Me too.
Yeah. Dustin Weaver and Ben Bates. And they're both, like, cartoonists. Not in the exact same kind of a style, but a very similar kind of vibe. They clearly work really well together. It's just very, energetic.
I really like this art.
Oh, it's great.
This is...
I think you got one by Dustin Weaver. But look at, like, Ben Bates here. Like, it's definite just, like, crazy, like, over-the-top, like, punk rocky kind of...
Yeah.
Kind of art to it.
It's really kind of... Like, this is...
That's what I got.
This is what I looked at here.
Yeah.
Like, it's very hard-edged line, and it's not... It's less cartoony.
It's just, like, crazy. Yeah,
I like it. It's a lot more sketchy and a lot more inky and a lot more...
Yes. So, basically, the story as it is... Bebop and Rocksteady kind of spun off of the main Turtles thing a while ago, and they had the Destroy Everything comic that they basically were, like, going through time. And it actually crossed over sort of with the original Mirage comics in a way and stuff like that. And this sort of following up on that, they've been, like, hiding out, I think, in Mexico or Rio de Janeiro, something like that. They're hiding out somewhere. And they just want to go back home. They want to go back to New York. And basically, this is their path back home.
Right.
Which is the most insane thing in the world, which involves Wingnut and Screwloose making their debut.
Always into that.
For sure. It draws in Savanti Romero again, who is sort of the time-traveling kind of villain who... in the original run, he's like actually the same Savanti Romero from Mirage Comics, who's just into a different universe now.
Oh, okay.
It has like
so he's sort of like the first 13 Transformers where they exist in this throughout all universes.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, kind of.
Sure, nerd.
Yeah. And you have like the Time Masters or whatever, because you have like Rennet. She's not in this, but you have like that organization who are like trying to get Samantha Romero, who's sort of like still kind of using Bebop Rocksteady at his ends. You have the Earth Protection Force and a new character with them, and like Bishop, and they're trying to like
hunt Bishop,
him. Yeah,
different Bishop, white guy.
Oh,
different guy. Trying to hunt down Bebop and Rocksteady. They get like demutated for a while and try to get regular jobs, and it goes disastrously terrible.
I saw that. They're working on the chocolate conveyor belt like Lucy and Ethel.
Yeah, no, like and there's Ethel. There's like another sort of ninja clan kind of that they ran into at some point in previous stories. They have a pet dinosaur from the last run.
Yeah, I know. Well, no, that looks awesome.
Can I just say
Gumneck?
Yes.
Okay, the art that I got, what is it, issue 3 that I was just looking at?
Yes. They're different artists.
Yeah.
Well, it's Ben Bates and Dustin Weaver. Like, they did the story and the art. They sort of traded off art duties.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm pretty sure Ben Bates did, like, issues 1, 2, and 5, and then, like, Dustin Weaver did issues 3 and 4.
I prefer Dustin Weaver.
Well, I like chocolate.
And sorry. Also, good. A little something. I'll just flash you this one. A little something.
Like this.
Robot Bebop and Rocksteady, which is a concept from the original cartoon.
Delightful.
Makes its comic debut. So, one of the strong suits from the entire IDW run is there's been so many, like, cartoons and comics and movies and blah, 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 blah. They just pick from everything and just put it all into the bowl and put it all into the stew.
Just grab the thing that you want to use and use it.
Yeah. And it works so well. Like, I'm still amazed how they take such, like, very, like, tonally dissonant stuff, and they like manage to make something that just works so well. It's this beautiful love letter. This is just a manic spree, and how they handle Bebop and Rocksteady in particular is that this is actually, it might be the most violent, like brutally, like people getting maimed and killed left and right, like just the highest body count of anything maybe in the IDW Turtles run, and they're just like just big children.
Yeah.
Who don't, like, they're at one point they're like, oh, maybe we should be good guys instead of bad guys, because everybody likes Ninja Turtles, but nobody likes us. So we should be good guys like the Ninja Turtles, but they don't know how to do that.
Yeah.
And they're like, everything is like child logic, where they're like, they're just smashing up cities, they're smashing up, like, people left and right, they're just killing them left and right, and they're just like, haha, we're having a fun time, that's all they care about.
You know what it kind of reminds me of? Is it Evan Dorkin, the milk and cheese guy?
Yeah.
It reminds me of his Bill and Ted stuff.
Yes, and that's the That I totally get that vibe from it. It's like again, like he has that specific kind of indie comic, just crazy manic energy that he put into that property. Like that's just what he does. And this has that same kind of energy for sure. Yeah. And it's just like I could not tell you what the story is really. The ending is sort of like weirdly kind of abrupt and strange, and just like oh, okay, like I sort of read it, I'm like all right, I guess that happened, but it was so fun.
It's like a Grant Morrison comic.
Sure.
Except it has an ending.
Exactly. Yeah, so it's just, you know, if you like Bebop and Rocksteady and you like crazy fun comics and you like something that's just manic, weird, insane fun.
I like it.
Definitely check it out. It recently came out. Last time I went to the comic shop, I try to go every month or so, and they were all in that bag, and I definitely read them.
Oh, nice.
Way quicker than I've read most comics lately, and it was a blast. So I enjoy Bebop and Rocksteady and I enjoy this comic.
What the f***?
So what'd you think of Venom?
We've seen it because we got a special sneak preview because we're very important media personalities.
Yes.
Well, wait, when does this one come out?
I was like, has it even technically come out by the time we're
I'm checking. Posting this? No, this episode is going to go up the 26th of September.
Well, in the end, just a turn in the wind.
All we are is turds in the wind.
Yeah.
For every wind, turd, turd, turd. Yeah, nice. So Venom's a movie.
Yeah.
It's happening.
You know what? I'm kind of looking forward to it. I love Tom Hardy. I like his...
Especially his weird voice. He's he's fucking... Look, I guess.
He can do whatever. I love his
Tom
stuff.
Tom Hardy! I want to go to a party!
He could release that as a single, and I would. I'll listen to it on Spotify. That, yeah,
it's a 3 second.
Honey all the time! Honey all the time!
Honey all the time!
I love it! And the whole time you just keep cutting to cocaine. It's a wonderful drug. That guy. That
Rick James?
Rick James!
Was it Rick James?
Rick James did that whole album for him.
Oh, okay.
And in the video, he's in the background, and he's like in the studio, he's like. Yeah, it's a great single. And he's like, yeah, you nailed that.
Our thing is, this is a movie that's happening.
Yeah, whether we like it or not.
And there's going to be more of it.
Yeah.
If it's good, if it makes
or
money.
Or even if it's not good.
What? Honestly, I don't know. If it's really bad and it's not well received, is there going to be more of it? Is Sony going to pivot and, you know, really put all of its hard work into Silver Sable and Black Cat?
Black and Silver.
And
Black and Silver.
Moreland. Oh, wait, no. Moreland's going to be in Spider-Verse, isn't he?
Oh, is he?
I'm pretty sure.
Well, I guess that kind of has... That's kind of the Spider-Verse plot, I suppose.
Morbius.
Yeah,
Morbius. That's
the
one.
It's the other very pale, very vampire-y Spider-Man villain whose name starts with Mor.
So that being said, we obviously, it's not out yet. We haven't seen it. We don't know really much about it beyond just...
You got Tom Hardy. You got a crazy voice. There's like the villain is some kind of symbiote guy too. I guess
symbiote.
Symbiote. Yes, that's how you pronounce that.
I say symbiote.
Basically, having
no knowledge of how it turns out, what the actual real story is. What next?
What are they gonna do next?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Without knowing anything, let's pitch part two.
Venom 2.
Electric Symbaloo.
Electric
Jupiter. He's back.
Yep.
Schlamazel.
Yeah, I like that. Good question.
Part two,
Planet of the Symbiotes.
Oh,
I don't want to go first, but that's probably what they're going to do.
That totally depends on how they do part one, but...
It's hard. It's like, I know that there you can...
If they are actually doing some sort of science shady... or like actual aliens.
Like, are they doing alien...
If today we're able to create a two-headed dog with six legs... Is it possible that a similar creature existed thousands of years ago? And I say yes.
Or are they doing symbiote thing, which was like a science experiment going wrong?
That's what it seems like. And that when I say planet of the symbiotes, I don't mean go to that planet. I mean, there's going to... You like how there were like six symbiotes in that first movie? Well, get ready for
24.
Three times as many symbiotes.
That's 24.
And six times as many symbionauts. There are astronauts with symbiotes. That's right, we're going to the planet of the symbiotes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The planet Earth!
Oh my god, it's Earth!
It was Earth all along.
Starring Flash Thompson.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He could be an astronaut.
Well, that's my thing. It's
starring John Jameson.
Yeah.
Sony probably has the rights, too.
Yeah.
As Wolf Cop.
They're going to do, much like Amazing, when they tried to do the Amazing Spider-Man series, they were basically like, they crammed like 7 villains into that movie, and they were setting up 403 additional villains for another movie. They're just trying to rush it. They're trying to like get it all out there.
They should bring the Rhino back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Giamatti's ready.
Bring Giamatti in the exact same setup.
I don't want him in that mech suit. I want Giamatti like just wearing a Rhino costume. Get him like a
kid's Rhino costume that's like 4 times too small.
Like get him like a costume daytime onesie that's like a Rhino.
A onesie.
I'm thinking he looks like Too Much Coffee Man.
Yeah.
But just with a Rhino I'm smashing shit.
Yeah.
Just knocks himself out with the first hit.
No, he's still really strong.
Oh.
He's just a big baby.
Fucking Brillo. Bam!
Yeah.
Knocks himself out.
He's not drinking any of it. Not a bit. Nope.
Anyway. What do you got for a sequel?
I got Eddie and Venom are in therapy. And they're just talking to each other a lot. Their psychologist is Dr. Anthony Druid.
Of course.
Is that a character they have the rights to, though? That's the thing.
There's already been a precedence for
Sharon.
And I don't think Marvel really has a lot of ties to Dr. Druid that they're like, no, we want to keep him.
Sony's going to make another really good deal.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We fucking got Dr. Druid.
We got Dr. Druid. It's like, what did Marvel get? Every other Spider-Man character that's not in this movie.
They got Hobgoblin. Kraven.
We don't want to tip our hand, but we got a certain Doctor character who we think fans are going to be really excited
for. Yeah.
He's a little strange. He's a little cuckoo.
Yeah.
You might say he could spell doom because he went to school and knows how to spell words. That's right, Dr. Druid!
You got it. Oh, Sony.
Starring Ben Kingsley.
Oh. Right, actually.
As Dr. Druid's uncle.
And Danny DeVito as Dr. Druid.
Yeah. That or I was like a rock musical.
Oh, okay.
Oh, like a Venom rock music.
A Venom rock music.
Like a rock like, opera.
Yeah.
A hip opera.
Yeah.
I think it would be a little more.
Well, my name's Eddie Brock, and I'm here to say that I'm a reporter.
I got a symbiote in my pocket, and I don't know what to do with them.
Pretty good.
Yep.
In the comics, about like what 5 or 6 people have been Venom. So what we're gonna do
is have them all of them come back.
Every last one. You got Matt Gargan, you got Flash Thompson, you got
I thought you meant like the actual actors.
Oh, that too. Oh boy.
Bring back 70s.
Bring back what's his name? Topher Grace. You know what? Hank Azaria, baby. Bring in Hank Azaria. He was the voice of Venom in the 90s Spider-Man series.
I didn't remember that.
Bring in that sweet Azaria. Hank.
He can play crazy pretty well.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you. Stay the hell away from me.
He's funny. I like him. You guys watch Brockmire? Pretty good show.
I haven't actually. That's one I've been wanting to do.
I know. It's pretty good. Nothing.
It's Hank Azaria. He's like a baseball commentator, but he's very sad.
What is it?
Documentary.
So, we become Mars Attacks Martians at that point.
They're gonna overshoot it. One way or another. That's just what Sony does.
Yeah.
It'll be, the next one will, they're not going to introduce Carnage in this one unless they do.
I thought they were.
They probably are.
Didn't they get Woody Harrelson?
He's going to be Cletus.
Oh, that's right.
I think that's what I heard. I think like, that's going to be the post-credits, mid-credits scene.
Is like Carnage being born.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Second movie.
And you know what? A lot of people who didn't especially read comics but were 12 in the 90s are going to be real excited about that.
Oh, for sure. So second movie is just, it's Maximum Carnage.
Without Spider-Man. Doppelganger's gonna be there.
yes, he will. There'll be no Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. There'll be no Captain America. There'll be no Cloak and Dagger. There'll be no Deathlok. It'll just be Carnage and Shriek. Oh, damn, actually, no, Sony lost the rights to Shriek, when they got Dr. Druid.
So it's gonna be Dr. Druid.
Yeah, Dr. Druid and Carnage and,
Just talking
it out.
Okay, this is our fourth session, Carnage, and... Oh my god, you're eating my face!
Yeah, he'll do that.
Yeah.
That's just Woody Harrelson, is.
Yeah.
Listen, he's gone method.
Very in character,
He's very good.
Yeah.
Hi, Dr. Druid. I was trying to do, like, a Woody Harrelson, Woody from Cheers.
Yeah.
Dr. Crane.
Yeah.
Apparently, impressions are not my strong suit. Did you guys know that? Were you aware? Not my strong suit impressions.
I'm very excited for the Kyle Impression Hour episode we're doing next.
Oh, yep. Good. Next up is David Duchovny.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm a reporter.
I want to believe. On Logan.
What was evolution worth, mate? Oh no, I lost all my consonants. My consonants.
You lost all your what?
Consonants. Oh. As for another movie,
oh.
A different movie.
Yes, another Sony spinoff, perhaps? Yes.
They have those 900 characters.
Yeah. Well, who do you think?
I want to use a bunch of those characters at once, at the same time.
What?
Because they've got all of the Spider-Man supporting cast. You know where a lot of those supporting cast work is the Daily Bugle.
Oh.
I want it. I want... And, it's not really a movie. It's a TV show.
Okay.
It's The Pulse.
I like it.
And, you know, I started writing stuff down for it. I'm like, oh, maybe, you know, we got, like, Ned Leeds. We got Jameson.
He gets all the leads.
Betty Brant is maybe, like, she's starting to become a reporter.
Yeah.
But eventually...
She'd be, like, the POV character sort of, like, starting her career.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I realized about halfway through that I was basically just pitching news radio. And I love it.
I'm down with this. I'm actually pretty... Sounds pretty good.
You know, it could be like...
Spider Radio.
It could be like that... what was that show called? Powerless?
Yeah. Oh.
But good.
Oh, yeah.
But good.
Yeah. I'm assuming like that got canceled.
Oh, yes. Oh, it got...
I never even bothered.
It got hella canceled.
I think I watched 4 episodes. And you know what? It wasn't horrible.
Apparently, it started getting better the more it went. But really? It
literally was not the worst thing I've seen on TV.
No,
still is on like season 4
I
or 5.
I enjoy a number of people other in things.
What are you talking about specifically?
Anything.
Anything?
Really, there's...
Anything?
Anything. Game of Thrones.
Sliders.
Sliders.
I come from the alternate universe where Sliders is still on the air.
And I seem to have accidentally come up with some that I would like to see.
Oh.
First off, a Hypno Hustler movie.
Yes, please.
Okay. Which is like a 70s period piece, like crime drama about like a disco crime wave.
I'm liking it already.
Yeah. Hypno Hustler and his like, whatever, is like dancing girls, background people. Like some crazy Studio 54, like just debauchery, like Scorsese drug-fueled nightmare in the 70s. But the rise and fall of the Hypno Hustler.
Can I add a cast member to this?
Please.
I want to see Terrence Stamp as Tombstone.
Oh!
Nice! Not what you would normally put.
Not Cuba Gooding Jr.
No, like not what I would normally...
Wait, did I say Terrence Stamp?
Yes.
Did I mix Terrence Stamp up with Terrence Howard?
Oh!
The one who was War Machine.
That guy. Yeah, I get that.
Wait, who's Terrence Stamp?
He's Zod.
Zod. The original Zod.
I mean, maybe...
You'll kneel before him, Kyle. You and your heirs.
Have them both.
Look, I haven't seen
movie.
That movie.
Yeah.
They're both in the movie.
Yeah.
And they both play the same character all the time. As soon as one says something, the other one says it, and the other one looks at him. Stop repeating everything I say. Stop repeating everything I say.
Terrence Stamp could be Hammerhead.
Terrence Stamp.
They have the same tailor. They're just, you know, they hang out a lot. It's like, we have so much in common.
Or he's the Rose or something.
What did you bring in your lunch today? I got Lunchables.
Oh. Do they have Lunchables in the 70s?
I don't know.
That's why things were so bad back then. No Lunchables.
No Lunchables. Everyone's hungry.
So that's what I want to see.
Keep going. Like I'm going to look up when Lunchables were invented.
Yeah, thank you, please. Secondly, the fabulous Frogman. Who I've always had a soft spot for. But he is like just, it would almost be, you could go kind of deranged with it. He's like just this like schlubby loser who's just like never been any good at anything. His dad was a criminal, was a super villain, and he's like steals his gear and he like just idolizes Spider-Man. You don't have to have Spider-Man in the movie, but he like wants to basically be Spider-Man's sidekick and goes way too far.
1988.
Well, guess what? The Hypno Hustler is not enjoying Lunchables today. So you could have sort of a little bit of a twisted comedy angle on Frogman, I think. Could be a fun time.
That could be totally fun.
And again, it sort of revolves around Spider-Man. You can have Spider-Man being mentioned a lot and being like a figure, but it's like somebody you're never actually going to be face-to-face with as this character. You just want to be a sidekick very badly. And he's like, at first it's well-intentioned, and maybe he's obsessive and delusional, and things just get weird. Maybe super weird.
Super weird!
Weird like the movie Super.
Yeah.
Maybe not that weird. Literally the last one is just actually a good idea. If you're basically playing with Spider-Man characters, but not really Spider-Man exactly. Like, you can, I suppose. Just straight up do the Superior Foes of Spider-Man. That comic.
Yeah, yeah.
Just do that as a movie. It would be awesome. He basically casts a shadow over it, but if he shows up, it's like rarely and briefly.
Okay.
And you really could do it without him at all. You could just have him, like, he exists, and these are, again, these guys are kind of trying to be the Sinister Six. They're trying to be, like, big shots, but they're not. Like, again, you could basically do, like, a Suicide Squad, but good.
Yeah.
With a bunch of Spider-Man villains.
Yep.
Could be amazing, actually.
Could be fun.
Could be Web of.
Okay, kind of going off what you're talking about, here's my spinoff. The Hitman. I know. No one's ever heard of him.
The Hitman.
I don't even know who he is, really, to be honest.
The Vertigo
character?
I was
just looking up, like, there's, like, a bunch of Spider-Man villains, and I'm sure it's only been used once or twice. But the idea is that it's, like, a nobody villain, and he is prepping to become this big master criminal.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to be this thing. And a big part of it is, like, I'm going to take down the spider. You could even do a TV show or whatever, but it could be a movie, however you want to do it.
Could be a radio play.
It could be a radio play.
Could be a serial.
It could be. Could be a comic book.
A what?
I don't know.
Graphic novel.
We're
adults.
Now I know what you're talking about.
I've even cast it. Playing the Hitman, Dev Patel.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, Slumdog Millionaire.
Oh, yeah.
Best Exotic Marigold Hotel.
He's been a bunch of stuff. He's good.
Yeah, yeah.
Prince Zuko. But he's the bad Prince Zuko.
But he can do, like, serious. He can do comedic. He's very versatile.
He can
really
sing,
good,
dance.
Really good actor. The idea is, like, I'm going to take down the spider. But something always happens to screw up. So he's like, he hears kind of, like, over the radio or something that Spider-Man is downtown. Okay, this is my chance. If I take down the spider, then I'll be, like, a notch up in the criminal ranks, and it'll give me kind of... He picked the name The Hitman because it's like, it sounds badass. But it really... He doesn't... He's never killed anybody.
Well, like Bret Hart.
Yeah. Exactly like Bret Hart.
No. Got that leather jacket.
Yep.
Sweet, sweet shades.
Screws himself, according to Vince McMahon.
Bret Hart screwed Bret Hart.
I don't want to know.
Well, apparently someone's never heard of the Montreal Screwjob. Or the sex move, the Montreal Screwjob. That's when Shawn Michaels,
Please stop.
Keep going.
So he's like, here's Spidey, he's like downtown, he's like, I'm going to get downtown, and oh shit, I can't get a cab. Jumps on he has to take the bus.
Can't afford
realizes,
an Uber X.
Realizes he's like in costume, and it's like shots of like him riding on the bus. In costume, and gets there, and Spider-Man's gone. So there's no point.
He's been gone for 40 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. It's that sort of thing. And it's like the whole thing is Spider-Man is never in the movie.
Yeah.
And it's always just this progression of him doing stuff and building up, but then wants to kind of connect with other criminals. And so you have like another cast of like all these kind of B and C villains. So there's like the Tarantula, Beetle, Shockers, Sin Eater, Stilt Man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you only see Stilt Man's legs.
Exactly.
You gotta have the bar with no name should make its movie debut.
Yeah,
I think,
yeah,
that
sort
movie.
Of thing. And it's like they all just meet and they get together. We're gonna do this and this. And it's just like it's just a colossal cacophony of ridiculousness. They become the Ridiculous Six, really. I even cast all of them. Beetle can be Aubrey Plaza.
Oh yeah, man! I'm too into that.
Tarantula, Diego Luna, Sin Eater is Keith David because I just want Keith David's voice in this movie.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll eat your sin.
But he's like the older one, and he just keeps talking. I did this once, and he has that.
Yeah,
you know, in my day.
Yeah,
I'm pretty handy with technology. I'm assuming it's still the same: smaller holes, more bytes. What are we up to now, Mega?
Terra.
I did it. Those bastards! They finally did it.
Stiltman is Chris O'Dowd.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh and man, I
just
I
hear
want
his
Chris
voice
O'Dowd
from up on high,
way up high there.
Hey guys, oh Jesus,
big goofy Chris O'Dowd.
His stilts will just go off all the time. And he'll just shoot through the roof, and he's just oh jeez.
Like, you just see like a straw coming down. Like
there you go.
Can't really get the drink up.
What would you say? I didn't hear that. Okay, I'm up here. Hello. And then
no, put the seat up. Trust me, you're going to want to put the seat up.
The Shocker is David Cross.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Just because I want to see that.
There was that one panel where they're like making fun of him with like the shocker hand gesture or something like that. Just him be like, oh god! Like, just when he's like just having a little sad fit.
May I add another cast member?
Absolutely, yes.
The original Beatle, who is now Mock Whatever. I want them to be Bob Odenkirk.
Oh!
Sort of gone straight and, like, trying to help these guys out.
Yeah.
That was a plot.
And the Shocker just keeps looking at him a little weird.
He was like his sponsor.
Yeah.
It's a series of near misses, and you never see Spider-Man. He makes friends with all the other villains, but he ends up battling an actual A-list villain. He actually battles Kraven.
Oh, okay.
Or something at some point, and it becomes, like, a dark...
They still doing a Kraven movie, apparently?
Was that a beautiful dream that we had?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Who's playing Kraven? Jared Leto!
Willem Dafoe.
Please.
Yeah.
I shoot lasers from my tiger nipples. I'm super Russian.
Lion nipples, I guess. Lion eyes on his nips. Yeah.
You guys know what I'm talking about. He's got those damn lion eyes.
Not related to this at all. Sure. Just two things I want to see that just came to mind while we were talking.
Sure.
You know that, like, tough guy New Yorker voice that, like, Peter Parker was doing in Homecoming?
Yeah.
He's got to cross over with Tom Hardy, and they both have to be doing, like, their own stupid voices at each other. Because, you know, that'd just be fun.
Yep.
I'm a reporter. Hey, oh, hey, I'm Spider-Man here. Just back and forth for, like, 1 minute.
Where are you from?
Give this to me.
I'm from Queens. I'm from Queens,
You're a reporter. I want to be a reporter.
Let's take some pictures. We can do a thing.
What are you reporting on? I'm reporting on stuff. Report this. F*** you. Get a cab.
Wait, you going uptown?
You want to share a cab?
Yeah. And secondly, we have a title for the second Spider-Man Far From Home.
Yeah.
And I guess he's going to be in, like, Europe or something.
They're filming in Czech, right?
Yeah.
In the Czech Republic, right?
What I want, because a lot of, like, cities in Europe aren't skyscrapery.
They don't scrape the size.
They don't scrape the size, no. So that would be, and they're probably going to do this, but that would be a golden opportunity for them to do something like that commuter issue of Spectacular Spider-Man or Web of Spider-Man, whatever it was that Peter David wrote, where he goes to the suburbs and he has nothing to swing off of, and he like literally does not know what to do with himself.
Swing, jump.
So he's like on top of a bus and the bus driver gets out. It's like, you didn't pay the fare, get off the bus. He's like, ah. They're 100% going
to
do something like that.
I got nowhere
and I'm
to put
so.
Change. Yeah.
We need this. We need it. And Tom Holland will be so just perfectly. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Oh, especially if they're talking to him in another language and he doesn't understand the language and they're telling him to get off the bus. Listen, make it happen. I think we did an episode of a show.
I think we absolutely did an episode of a show. And now we should reward ourselves with some light self-promotion.
My name is Merck. You can find me at merkasylum.ca. MERKASYLUM.
My name is Brett Kotick. You can check out my comic at welcometohereafter.com. That's welcometohereafter.com.
And my name is Kyle Lees. You can check my stuff out at thekylelees.com, or you can also go to tinyurl.com/skiNinjas2, because I got a Kickstarter for a book going on right now.
Get on that.
You're going to want this book.
Jump on it. My pony. My book pony. Ride it?
Is there a pony in the book? Do you have any comments about ponies?
There's one picture of a pony in there.
Is there?
There is.
Oh, it all tied together. Beautiful.
I like it.
Well, that's another reason to get this book, you guys. Oh yeah, so many.
It's a hidden pony. You need to get your special decoder ring glasses.
I need my pony glasses. I need my ass glasses.
You need pony vision.
And join us next time for another episode of Madman Kyle Secret Pony Adventures.
Hello.
Russell. Jack Russell.
Goldie Russell.
Ah.
Oh, right, silence.
He's tenacious, like some sort of dog.
Or D.
All right, silence. Murky Rooney.
Shut the f*** up!